Good morning. It is 5:45, 48 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Hopefully that's not a downer for you. It's not all downhill from here. That's not what we mean. It's just a couple of brothers in the Lord on the radio together and hopefully providing some encouragement and connection for the listeners. Good morning, Jason Cans.
Good morning. That was exactly what I was thinking as you said that. We want to be able to provide a bright spot and an encouragement in the morning. And yeah, like you said, not all downhill from here.
How about a relational torch for people, right? So,
yeah, right, absolutely. You know, a reminder that God is with us and in our relationships, because God is a God of relationships.
Mm-hmm. All right, the countdown to your birthday next Monday, October 25th, and the launch day for your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. I'm sure the excitement's starting to build.
It is. It's it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's hard to believe that it's right around the corner here, that it's coming out. And I'm really excited to get it into people's hands and hopefully get some feedback on what people take away from it. And so, yeah, definitely looking forward to the book coming out. It's 6 days, right? I mean, next Monday is
that's
when
right.
it comes out. So.
And so,
49th birthday.
What we want to do here, that's, 49. So you're a youngster, I'll tell you what. But I'll tell you what, if people want to been getting to know you for a couple of years, if not prior to that, or when I had you on Front Page. But if they want to extend their recorded messages or text messages ahead of your birthday on Monday, I'd like to store those up starting now like acorns and then serve them up on next Monday. So 396-1670, we'll start to gather the birthday talk and text messages so we're raring and ready to go by 5:45 on Monday for Jason. In the meantime, Dan White Jr. is a pretty cool guy, and I think we've both been liking some of his stuff on social media. He's he had a quote that I shared with you yesterday where he said, a fascinating bit of feedback I received during an 18-city tour for my book, Love Over Fear, which were like depolarizing workshops, which the subtitle of that book is Facing Monsters, Befriending Enemies, and Healing Our Polarized World. And here's what he said. He said, I'm not sure, somebody said to him, I'm not sure if you're conservative or progressive, and this makes it hard to know how to engage. And White said, curious, how does knowing this shape how we talk to others? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, for me, I read that and I had to come back to it a couple of times because that's a profound question. And, you know, the first place I wanted to start with that is that how I show up with people? You know, if I assume someone thinks differently than I do or holds different political persuasion, you know, does it change how I look at them? Does it change them to become an adversary versus a fellow image bearer? And, you know, I see so much of that polarization in the world around us. And I think one of the things, if we look to the life of Jesus, is that he was very good at just being him, right? I mean, it wasn't, oh, you know, where do you fall in terms of these beliefs? He was consistent in his character regardless. And for me, that's an unfortunate question that we even need to ask is whether someone is conservative or progressive, Christian or non-Christian. How we engage should be from a place of love, right? Of love and mercy.
Yeah, and in his actual book, Love Over Fear, in the introduction, I was looking at it last night, White goes further. He says he had an individual who attends his church, someone dear to him, decide to leave. The circumstances around her departure left Dan scratching his head. She gently shared with Dan, I don't feel safe in this church knowing there are liberals here who believe so differently than me. I just can't relax and be myself. Fast forward a couple weeks later, White says a couple came to him with the same intense concern, yet this time from the exact opposite angle, saying, Dan, we're not sure we'll ever feel settled here with people who hold such conservative positions. We need a church that takes sides on these types of issues. And so, you know, again, you can go to the book of Joshua that has the story of basically that God's not on either side. And I think we certainly think, people definitely think that he's on whichever side we're on.
Yeah, right, for sure. You know, and I think if we're honest with ourselves, we'll acknowledge that, right? Uh-huh. That, you know, the positions that I hold are the positions that God holds, because we want to be able to reflect the character of God. We want to be able to love and serve God, you know, even in the positions that we hold. And yet, sometimes it's important for us to ask a question: is it possible I'm wrong? Is it possible I've misunderstood? Uh-huh. And if we can move into that place of humility and understand that people are more important than positions,
right?
I think we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's what that spoke to me. Whether the little quote or the part of the introduction is, it spoke, wow, we're setting our mental sights way too low. They've got to get higher for sure. All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, yeah. Jason Kanz, WWIB. Again, I am storing like acorns your text and verbal comments for him ahead of his birthday on Monday, the launch date for Letters to the Beloved. If you've enjoyed him here on the WIB Wake Up Show early on, we appreciate him getting up and being with us the crack of dawn. So a 396-1670, we'll store those away and serve them up on Monday. WWIB at 16 in front of 7 o'clock, 49 degrees, and Susan is here. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. It's chilly, but I have a new skirt on, so I'm all cheered up.
Good. And you found your cell phone, so that's good.
Yeah. I'm a little distracted, so it's always a personal victory when I have keys, phone, lipstick, you know, all the essentials.
That is a Francesca Battistelli song about can't find my, you know, car
really?
Keys. Yeah, remember she makes reference to in one of the songs. She
I
talks
love
about.
Her even more now.
Yeah, there you go. Very relatable.
Yes, for
identifiable.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's see. This morning, do these glasses that I'm wearing look a little different?
They look a little different, but you look quite scholarly.
Yeah.
Quite intelligent, I must say.
Well, it just so happened that you know, so you get ready for work, and then I usually, you know, make sure that I've got my glasses, which I need more for, I'm nearsighted, so for
right,
reading.
Right.
And at 57, you do, and so pocketed or on the shirt collar. And then
right,
it didn't occur to me this morning, like, oh no, I think I left them in the bathroom or somewhere. So I'm kind of scrambling around here. I don't have them any in the past I've had them in my lunch pail or glove, nothing. My
aww,
car. So then I'm like, okay, there's other older folks here that have glasses.
That's right.
So I did find these in Pat Wall's office. So,
aww,
Pat, thank you.
Thank you.
Because, let's see, without those, reading becomes more fuzzy.
Yeah. So. Thank you, Pat.
Yes.
We all share around here.
We do. All right, WWIB and featuring past Dove Award winners.
And I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
I heard you this morning. Mm-hmm. And see, I was out of listening to Christian contemporary music just for a little while.
Okay.
I was listening more to NPR and talk radio.
Uh-huh.
So then Torrin Wells, some of these artists are brand new, and I had no idea how quick the rise from new artists to the big kahuna.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Pennies. I have a lot of them. I just gathered up all my pennies when I was off for my quarantine. I had like over 300 pennies.
Wow.
Would you like to know some fun facts about
them?
Sure,
I would.
Come along with me. Well, here are some penny facts here on the WIB Wake Up Show. According to a group of statisticians, a spinning penny will land tails up 4 out of 5 times.
Huh.
Heads weighs slightly heavier.
And confirmed.
We're like the New York Times. We have confirmed that now. That is true. So if someone wants to flip a coin, pull out your lucky penny and say, hey, flip this, and you will win. That's probably cheating. Sorry, Christian radio audience.
More penny facts. President Lincoln, I checked this too. I was like, is this really accurate? President Lincoln is the only face on U.S. coinage facing to the right. All other portraits on coins face left.
Wow. I wonder what the significance of that is.
I have no idea.
That's cool.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, I am in favor of getting rid of the penny. I think nickels would be fine. I've been in Liberia. I mean, they don't have, like, all these coins. It's, you got dollars. And so, anyway, it costs around 1.8 cents to make one penny. It costs more than a penny to make a penny.
And this is the thing. When we have an extra factoid,
yes,
that wasn't from the interwebs, that we did the math to look up as soon as Susan reads this next one.
You did, because you're good at math.
Yes.
Okay. So it costs 1.8 cents to make a single penny. About 30 million pennies are produced per day. That's 13 billion pennies every year.
All right. So we did the math. And again, in terms of those saying, hey, maybe we should just get rid of the penny. Did you realize that if we are making 13 billion pennies every year, we are just losing $104 million every year.
Oh, that makes me
just on
ill.
Pennies. $104 million.
Because of people like me who are holding on to them and not bringing them to RCU.
If you see a penny on the ground, do you bend down and pick it up?
Always. Always.
I think so, yeah. I think I still would.
Might be a wheat penny.
Yes, the wheat pennies are awesome. Did you have a story?
Well, no, I was just, no, I don't want to tell that story.
All right. The original penny, reportedly designed by Benjamin Franklin, had an image of the sun and the phrase, mind your business.
Louis Prima, pennies from heaven, WWIV.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? Shoo-be-doo-be. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down, and trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli. Macaroni! If you want the thing you love, you must have a pizzaoli, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy. Sam.
Louis Prima, pennies from heaven on WWIB.
Louis Prima, I love it. Watch the pennies and the dollars take care of themselves. That's what Ben Franklin said.
All of it down, all of it down, all of it down.
Time for Tuesday trivia. Chance to win some Mac Powell music. Digital download. So anybody, you don't have to pick this up here, anybody throughout the WIB listening area. Could be a winner, right?
Yeah, we can send it to you by text or by email, and you can get a digital download of Mac Powell's brand new release, New Creation. Of course, you know his wonderful voice from Third Day Throughout the Years. River of Life is his new hit single. So just released on off the presses digitally on Friday. We have a digital download of that entire album for you if you get our Tuesday trivia correct. And we're playing Mystery Voice.
Yeah, Mystery Voice
exciting.
Today.
Exciting.
So, well, I guess we'll listen to the voice and then say what we need to. So here we go. Mystery voice, 7-second clip. Here we go. Can you name this voice? 7232555.
And then it turned into an audition. So I literally auditioned cold right there, and he offered me the part that day.
All right, there you go. He's a well-known actor. He's been in many, many movies. Who is it? 7232555.
715-723-2555. So again, you're getting a clue right off the bat that this is a well-known actor.
Oh, yeah, I kind of
Totally agree. I think we should give a clue right off the bat. So 723-2555, Mystery Voice. Who is this well-known actor?
It's not John Wayne, so I'm going to say that. this actor is still alive.
He is very much alive.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen many of his films.
Yeah, and I like him.
A lot of movies.
And he's from the United States, as one might be able to tell from his accent.
715-723-2555. Who is this mystery voice?
We've got our first mystery caller. Hi.
Matt Damon.
You're so close.
Good guess, but that's not it.
So close.
I would say that you are definitely in the right neighborhood.
Good guess.
Again,
hi, WWIB. Who is the mystery voice?
I missed the last caller because I was trying to...
She said Matt Damon.
It sure sounded like Ryan Reynolds. I got a thing for him.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. It is not Ryan Reynolds.
No, no. Good guess.
I saw him in Free Guy, though, and he's very, very
good. Yeah, around the same age, right?
Funny dude.
Hi, WWIB.
What do you think? Might have to turn the radio down just a little bit.
Please, please. Do you have a guess for us?
I think it's somebody who dialed us by mistake, maybe.
Okay. All right.
It sounded like a washing machine.
It is not Ryan Reynolds. It is not Matt Damon. Who is this mystery voice?
Yeah. And let's give it another listen here on WWIB.
And then it turned into an audition. So I literally auditioned cold right there, and he offered me the part that day.
All right. So 7232555.
This actor is not Ryan Reynolds. It is not Matt Damon. But Matt Damon, I would say, agree with Susan, very close. 715-723-2555.
Because of the accent.
Oh, There you go. Clue number two.
Big
clue number two.
Oh, boy, another hint.
Think about that accent again. We want
Susan
to give you.
Susan is just holding the digital download, waving it to drivers driving by on 53 here.
Mac Powell's new creation, brand new album just released Friday. Could be yours. We'll send it to you wherever you might be in Western and Central Wisconsin.
All right. Good morning, Vicki.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Ding, ding, ding.
Absolutely.
You got
yes.
it. You genius.
My apologies. I thought I saw Vicki on the phone print out, and that's
not. It's not Vicki.
Who are we talking to?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, where are you calling from?
I actually am in Halley.
Okay,
Josh from Halley.
What gave it away for you?
I don't want
to. Just his voice. I just
nice.
Knew his voice right away.
Do you have a favorite Good. Mark Wahlberg movie?
No.
Sniper. No.
All right.
Oops, that's my favorite.
All right.
Have hey, you ever been to Boston and parked your car in Harvard Yard with Mark Wahlberg?
We do have a Wahlberger here in Eau Claire now. So.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Josh, congratulations. Hang on the line. Hold the line. We'll get the information
Thanks
we need to
calling.
Send it to you.
Come on. A bear's got to eat, right? Well, bears, they're getting ready for hibernation. They are eating a lot. They're extra hungry this time of year, but a shocking photo recently shared by the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department really puts into perspective the astonishing amount of food that black bears consume each day. Oh, to be a bear. The bears have been documented eating as many as 20,000 calories each day.
That's only slightly more than the average American male teenager. So,
exactly, yeah.
That's right.
You see some of the servings, you go, wow, you're going to eat all that?
Yeah. So the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department showed a photo. They just assembled some things that roughly adds up to just 12,000 calories, kind of 8,000 shy of the 20,000 calorie goal. So this is what it looks like. I don't know if we're going to get the photo up, but we can tell you what's in the photo. As it's broken down into the food sources that people can easily understand what equals 12,000 calories.
This is 12,000 calories. Remember, black bears eat about 20,000 calories this time of year. But the daily menu includes a dozen Dunkin' Donuts.
An order of Pizza Hut cinnamon sticks.
A medium pepperoni pie from Pizza Hut.
Two McDonald's double cheeseburgers.
A McDonald's milkshake.
McDonald's fries.
One Sonic cheeseburger.
Help me out because I'm switching to get the Yogi music. A chili cheese dog from Sonic.
An order of Sonic chili cheese tater tots.
A Starbucks pumpkin spice latte.
A Jimmy John's sandwich.
A Chipotle burrito.
And five Hershey chocolate bars with almonds. And that adds up.
And that's 8,000 calories short of what a bear eats?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I love that they did this because, again, we just think, oh, calories, 20,000 calories or 12,000. And so they're saying, no, if you ate all this, they're not saying the bears eat that. They're saying if you ate all of this, this would add up to 12,000 calories, and bears need 8,000 more calories beyond
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So wow. we can get a view. I love that. Very educational.
And there aren't that many picnic baskets around in the parks these times. So they're really struggling.
Oh,
but
boy.
Honestly, I kind of hibernate in the winter, but I don't stop eating. So I don't need to build up my reserves.
We don't hibernate. We just wear bigger sweaters.
I love it.
Oh, all I can say is smarter than the average bear, boo-boo. Here's a guy who's won a lot. All right, into the mailbag we go. And we sent out our mailing to the full mailing list and getting more snail mail responses than usual. And we appreciate it here at 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, 54729. That goal of 499 listener connects. And the current number on the tote board is 219. So we still got a ways to go. We're more than half into the month, but less than halfway to the top of the mountain.
And just a reminder, if you write snail mail to us at the station, I promise... If you write one to me, I'll write you back. I promise. I just need your return address. So send it to WWIB, Attention Susan, I suggest, 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. It might take me a minute, but I will respond to you.
She'll get it back to you. And I would say maybe if folks want to, you could even send them one of our new WWIB car stickers because everyone who writes this month or connects with us, even digitally by email or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, if you would like one, we'll send you one, no cost.
Yes.
The free WWIB car window sticker.
And I want to hear from kids. I want to see some pictures.
Will you draw a picture back for me?
Absolutely, I will. I'd love to see the scene outside your window as you listen. I want to see some colors or just a pencil drawing, anything. I just love to get snail mail.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's find out what some of the people have had to say. This is a listener in Rice Lake. Carl and Virginia say, I'm a Radio Riley. I love it all. This is Virginia, actually. The news, the music, the Monday jokes, and the variety of programs. I love to listen whenever I have the opportunity. Thank you, Virginia.
And again, we asked you in that WIB newsletter that went out, what kind of listener are you? So you're hearing some of these monikers. This one comes from Kent and Emily from Chippewa Falls. They say, our family is a combination of two, Rhythm Rita, loving the music, and Companion Chris, loving, again, hearing the different voices on WWIB. They say, we especially love to hear the voices of Mimi, Goma, and Uncle Greg, says our 7-year-old son, Roderick. Thanks for creating family events for the community, like the summer food trucks and church at the fair. That's from Kent and Emily and family in Chippewa Falls.
Love that. And that is so typical of our own Carol Stewart to come up with the creative names for the types of listeners. Mm-hmm. And I also have a Rhythm Rita and an Info Ike. This couple from Ladysmith, the Stoles, say, we represent a Rhythm Rita and Info Ike as a couple. Love WWIB and especially like to start the day with the morning crew. Keep up the great work, WWIB. You offer inspiration for all in these troubled times. Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. And just so you guys remember, Rhythm Rita is the one who likes the music, melody, and lyrics. And then, of course, Info Ike listens for information, current news, vital details, general knowledge.